It's 91 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. A major lawsuit against Meta kicks off today, and Tennessee's attorney general helped get things started. Tennessee is one of 42 states suing Meta, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. The lawsuit alleges the platforms are a marketplace for child predators to connect with potential victims. Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti was the first to offer the opening arguments in the case. He told the jury that Meta is knowingly harming minors by not doing enough to filter out harmful content for children. Meta told the jury during its opening statements that the company has built tools to prevent predators from communicating with minors and is constantly updating those tools. The lawsuit against Meta was filed in late 2023. The trial is expected to last 7 weeks. The city of Nashville is acquiring 300 acres of forest land at Beeman Park to protect the land and expand one of the city's largest green spaces. The new land was formerly used as private hunting grounds. It includes creeks, meadows, and portions of the Highland Rim Forest. The project builds on the conservation mindset that first motivated the community to establish the park in the 1990s. Here's an archival clip of longtime Beeman supporter Nancy Dorman in 1999.
Do this because you're trying to take care of that little piece of green, and because when those people do come out, they're going to have an experience that's just like no other.
The project cost more than $6 million, with the money coming from a combination of the Conservation Fund, Metro, the Tennessee Heritage Conservation Trust Fund, and the namesake Beeman family. Mayor Freddie O'Connell said in a press release that the expansion isn't just about making the park bigger, it's also about adding forest that helps cool the air and reduce illness. This Sunday was supposed to be the last time that members of the Global Vision Bible Church worshipped in a Lebanon warehouse, but it turns out they'll be there a little while longer. The church's controversial leader announced the new location, which hasn't been disclosed properly, publicly, isn't ready yet. Pastor Greg Locke, who's been known as a right-wing religious figure and has more than 2 million online followers, says its address hasn't been shared over concerns of potential sabotage. In a social media post, Locke says the new location will be announced when it's ready for operations to move over. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN.